Wisconsin is the home of its own Conservation Hall of Fame, the home of the founder of Earth Day, Gaylord Nelson, and the home of John Muir. It was the first state in America to ban DDT. It's now home to Susan Hedman, the former Great Lakes Region Administrator for the EPA.
Wisconsin has had such a long tradition in the conservation area and protecting the environment.
Hedman says Wisconsin used to be a leader in the field, but now it's a leader in something else.
The politics at the state level are not, not generally friendly toward creating and maintaining healthy budgets for environmental agencies.
That's Eric Schaefer, the executive director of the Environmental Integrity Project. His group released a study showing 30 states cut funding for environmental agencies between 2008 and 2018. Wisconsin was number one, having cut 36% of its budget during that time. Here's Hedman again.
When there aren't enough people to measure environmental problems and bring enforcement actions and solve those problems, it means that public health is at risk in this state and that resources are not being conserved.
Pollution control staff were cut in 40 states during those 10 years. It happened in red states and blue states, and it happened as the federal EPA was cutting 2,700 staff of its own. Ann Rolfes, the director of the Louisiana Bucket Brigade, joined a conference call of environmental advocates in December.
Everyone in the country is affected by what's happening or what's not happening here, and thus should be alarmed.
Hedman, the former EPA official, says those cuts have had tangible impacts here in Wisconsin. PFAS, a man-made contaminant, has been linked to cancer, thyroid disease, and high cholesterol risks. It's been found in drinking water supplies across Wisconsin, including in Rhinelander. Hedman says decreased staffing and funding stopped the DNR from getting in front of problems like PFAS.
If DNR staff, particularly its science staff, had been preserved, the public health of Wisconsin residents would have been addressed in terms of these drinking water problems that we're seeing now, I think, a lot sooner.
So how did we get here? DNR staffing and funding has been falling since the mid-1990s. Vacancies increased in 2002 and 2003 under Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. In his 2010 campaign, Republican Scott Walker called the DNR out of control, blaming regulators and scientists. He was elected governor and promised, in his first State of the State speech, to crack down on regulations in his business-friendly administration.
We still must change the regulatory environment in Wisconsin. From talking with families and businesses across this great state, I sense a spirit that we can grow again when our people are freed from government mandates, rules, regulations, and taxes.
Walker generally kept those promises. He halved the number of science researchers at the DNR, relaxed laws on mining, and did the same for rules on wetland protection. In 2015, fines for pollution from Walker's DNR dropped to a 30-year low. Here's Susan Hedman.
It's clear that DNR's enforcement activities and referrals to the Wisconsin Department of Justice fell off significantly during the Walker administration.
After Democrat Tony Evers was elected in 2018, he declared 2019 the year of clean drinking water, a move Hedman sees as a step forward. Even so, the funding needs to be there, according to Mel Volbrecht, who worked at the DNR for 30 years, including in the secretary's office.
But the last good budget I remember was 9901.
That is, more than 20 years ago. But the state can return to proper protection of water, land, and air, says Volbrecht.
Wisconsin was historically a leader among states, and we can certainly be there again. But it's going to take some public investment.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.